Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our new friend, Mike Weinberg, is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Mike's got a new book out called New Sales Simplified. Mike is the president and founder of the New Sales Coach. He speaks and writes and trains and coaches people on how to find good salespeople and how to make sure they execute when you get them, and how to put the strategies together to help them be successful. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do the same thing. Mike Weinberg, welcome to the show.
Jim, it is great to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. It's been a really fun start, and I'm excited that the message is resonating in the sales community and in the marketplace.
Well, I can see why. Mike, in the previous segment when I was telling the audience you were coming, I started a conversation talking about communicating. And I know that when people hear me say, you know, we're not communicating as well as I think we should, as I think we used to. And I know a lot of people will say, are you kidding me? We got email, we got IM, we got texting, we got social media. How could there not be more communication? Well, I'm not talking about noise or making contacts. I'm talking about communicating. What do you think?
I love that conversation. And really, conversation is a key word, because in sales, I see a lot of folks that want to broadcast information. So they're pitching and they're talking and they're presenting.
And they act like that's work, like that's
right.
That's actually selling, don't they?
Yeah, and I think too many salespeople and too many business owners confuse presenting with selling. Presenting is a part of selling, but it's not selling. I mean, sales is a dialogue. It's not a monologue. So when I see a lot of people launching a lot of sales weapons, emails, phone calls, voicemails, face-to-face conversations, but it's all self-focused. And here's
wait a minute,
truth.
Mike. Wait, Max. They're busy. They're busy.
Yeah. They're busy, so they just pushed launch, but launch doesn't necessarily connect with somebody. No, here's the deal, Jim. Nobody cares how smart we are or how great we think our company is. They want to know what's in it for them. And when we walk around and our sales story is totally self-absorbed about our wonderful offerings and why we think we're better and different, it flies right by people. We need to talk about issues that are on the minds of our potential customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and therein lies the rub, it seems to me, Mike, because you've probably seen my gray hair, and even though we haven't met, you've probably seen a picture of me with I've been around a long time. You know, I was old school. I was selling when my technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper, and so back in those days, you know, it was easy to get a customer or a prospect to talk to you and tell you what was on their mind because they needed you. You had information they needed. Mm-hmm. Today, customers don't necessarily need you, and certainly they don't need you if they're not interested in what you're selling right now. So getting their attention, getting them to sit still, getting them to listen to you, that's a bigger job than it's ever been before. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's much harder because of all the noise out there, and frankly, it's harder because there's a lot of bad salespeople that have wasted a lot of time of potential buyers. You know, I'm going to jump to a segue here. Part of what you were saying is you talked about back in the old days when it was easier to sell. You know what else happened back in the old days? There were mentors and managers that developed the sales skills of newer, younger people. And today, I don't see that.
It was a profession. It was a profession.
And you could be proud of it. And your job as a salesperson, they don't need you for education today. You said that. But we must communicate that we're problem solvers. We can create value. It's worth the conversation because we're going to help see what their situation is, and then we probably have a solution to help them. But that's not the approach that a lot of business owners and salespeople take when they engage someone in a conversation.
Well, and I'm really concerned about this. So how do you solve this, Mike?
That's a big question. The first thing we need to do is we need to understand, you know, why we exist, right? And it would be helpful if our mindset going into a sales opportunity was that we exist because we have a potential solution to the issue that our customer faces. And if that's our motivation and our attitude that, you know, they're better off working with us and we can help them, that affects how we approach customers. And then they're much more receptive to sit down and listen to our message. And then, which would lead to our message being customer focused, you know, about right. customer issues, problems they have, the results they're trying to achieve. So if our motivation is good and focused on helping a customer, it should lead into a sales story, which is one of my favorite topics, and that the story that we tell is about how we help other customers and why other customers trust us and turn to us. And if that's our mindset and our approach, people are much more willing to listen, and that's how you can set yourself apart in the crowd.
You know, Mike, there's a you've probably seen the 13 classic closes. You've probably seen that list, and you probably know all of them and 129,000 variations of them like I do. But one of the classic ones was you, and you kind of described it, is the similar situation close. And that's what you just talked about. You go in and part of the close is to say, you know, I had a situation not unlike yours, where we had a customer, prospect, or whatever that had this something very similar to yours, and here's what we did for them. And it's a very powerful way to sell, isn't it?
Oh, what you're doing is beautiful. That's a conversational way to incorporate basically a case study, which is the proof that what you're selling works. And I totally encourage business owners to remember when they're talking to potential customers to share why other customers come to them. It's a way of almost bragging about your service without you having to brag. You talk about why other people came to us and what we achieved for them.
It's the story. And now sometimes your story could be an aggregation of a bunch of stories. I mean, you don't have to have the exact. It doesn't have to be an exact example. You're trying to build some rapport, and you know, you tell the truth, but it could be an aggregation of stories. But see, now we're talking about getting in front of the customer, getting them to listen to you. When we come back, Mike, I want you to talk to us about how do we actually get in front of these people so we can actually have this conversation. And I think it's one of the reasons why a lot of salespeople don't make it. New Sales Simplified by Mike Weinberg. That's the book. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.